The vision of Christ is to see His church mature and manifest His fullness. The message you're about to listen to will engrave the perfection of Christ in your heart and cause you to thread victoriously on the path of life. Now hear the glorious words of eternal life from Apostle Stephen Lawrence and myself.
Imagine you are drinking a soup without salt in it. Go and prepare soup without salt. Try drinking it and see. That is how the world is without your impact. Everything is birthed out of your imagination. If you realize that two countries form your world, it's your world. You must have this consciousness of global impact. Nobody becomes a global impact person by sleeping. There are some people, when they go to some countries, they only go and do tourist things and come back. You are the salt of the world, though. The world. You are not just a tourist. The imaginative realm of the human soul is a place where miracles are groomed and created. What you cannot imagine cannot be your inheritance, according to the Bible. Potentials are tools to fulfill destiny. The global impact is hidden in your potentials. Miles Monroe said that the richest place on earth is the cemetery. There are some people, the ideas remain with them and they die with it. Creative ideas that could have taken the world to the next level, but they died with it. When Joseph was in the father's house, he was up. The global impact anointing. No matter those who don't believe in you, no matter people who think that you are hopeless, you always come on top. The reason why our life is going to shine is because our Lord God must be glorified. My light is shining. My star is shining. For everybody to see. Matthew 5 verse 13. On 31st night, we learned a lot. Actually, 31st night was a blessing. Amen. Are you going to enjoy that moment? Oh, clap for the Lord Jesus. We can do more things, I tell you. Amen. So we'll start from where I read from.
Matthew 5 verse 13. Ye are the salt of the earth.
You are the salt of the earth.
That if the salt have lost its taste, wherein shall it be salted?
Imagine you are drinking a soup without salt in it. How will you feel? That is how the world is without your impact. That's what I said, isn't it? That's how the world is without your impact. If you are drinking, how many of you have by mistake drunk a soup without salt in it or stew without salt? Hey, few. So all of you, you have the best cooks in your house. And I know very well that you are not the one cooking it. Then your mothers are blessed. Clap for them. Amen. If you like, you can do an experiment today. If your house, you have a lot of things to waste. Go and prepare soup without salt. Try drinking it and see. You know how the world is without your impact. I hope you understand something. The Bible said that you are the salt of the world. The salt of the world. The salt of the world. Not the salt of the school. Not the salt of your local community, but the whole entire world. Have you seen the world? The whole. So it means that prof, this scripture actually introduces it to global impact. Yes. But some of you, you don't personalize this like this. Some of you don't see global impact out of this scripture. How many of you see global impact out of the scripture? You are the salt of the world, though. The world. So there are some of you there. You must have this consciousness of global impact. God didn't say that I'm the source of Ghana, but the world. You are not clapping. You must personalize it. We revise briefly about passive words and what active words. Personalize this word. That you are the world. You are light of the world. I'm the source of the world. I'm the light of the world. I'm the source of the world. I declare that I'm the light of the world. I'm the source of the world. Not Ghana, the world. Yes. Not Ghana, the world. Amen. Are you here with me? Apostle, but what about Ghana? Please, to those it may concern. If you realize that Ghana is your world, then it's your world. If you realize that two countries form your world, it's your world. Because everything is birthed out of your imagination. So what you cannot imagine cannot be your inheritance, according to the Bible. This is the power of imagination. The imaginative realm of the human soul. is a place where miracles are groomed and created. So if your world is four countries, that is your world. Some of you, your global impact is four continents. Six continents. A global one. Because you see, you have a mentality, an imaginative power that opens you up to wide graces in the spirit. You had an opportunity to travel to UK, it turned into Denmark, Netherlands, USA, Canada, everything just in 1 second. There are some people, when they go to some countries, they only go and do tourist things and come back. We are talking about people who have impact on this continent. You are not just a tourist. Am I speaking to somebody here? Can we continue? Good.
Ye are the light of the world.
And you are the light of the world.
A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid.
So it means that everybody will see you some. You can never be hidden. The day you refuse to talk to people will hear your voice. Amen. I thank God for my junior brother's life. Before he went to school, I told him, hey, you, that's why he impacted the school. After the first 1 month or so, when he came back, he said, almost everybody in the school know him. Yes. He still has a serious prophet there. If he hear that, we don't respect him. But over there is the one interpreting dreams for people, praying for people, anointing and doing other things on school. Yeah. Nobody cares about you. Because in this gathering, we are people of impact in the church as well. Yes. The same applies to this young guy, Lawrence, okay? Because he has taken over the whole school. Lawrence Ajibebiab. He's the prophet in the land. I want to go to St. Peter's today.
Sure.
Where is Biki Lesi? Come. Please come. Listen on. Please, what I'm saying, don't lie before God. Okay.
What's
he doing over there?
Oh, he's imparting lives.
The whole school.
The whole school.
I told you, you cannot be here and be another person in the world. Maybe when it comes to church, we will not see you well. Because there are a lot of great giants in the church. But when you go outside there, the Lord, when it comes to church, nobody respects him. It's the same thing. I can't say nobody respects him. Nobody says, but Lawrence will go and give a detail prophetic to the mother. You know what? When he came to, started coming to GCB, was the young, tiny guy. The senior brother used to bring both of them, the younger ones. I hope you understand what I'm saying. And a lot of you have younger siblings. You are not bringing them to church. You are killing their global impact. Who you are the one causing it. I'm telling you the story of Lawrence. Before your brother came and confirmed. When he came, you were just a young, tiny, small boy. Then the brother started bringing him. By the time I realized, the guy went to school, JHS school. He went, laying out some people, in partition, people were falling under the power of God and the rest. And the whole school escalated. Hey, what then if you know? Small boy, wait, what is happening? The whole school escalated because of a small boy. The whole school. Everybody somewhat was shocked. You people, your children come in and they will be more than blessed. And I'm telling you, the progression of the young Lawrence guy. I hope you understand what I'm saying. Afterwards, when Lawrence did BC, Lawrence saw BC, you know. Listen, he was nominated for presidential award. Lawrence. Not that he went there, he was just praying tongues and laying hands on people. Keke. He has head. So he was a leader in all the fields. He was nominated for presidential awards. The Lawrence guy. The simplest guy. Yes. You see the truth over there. You guys appreciate the Lord Jesus for peace. Yes. You know, some of you, these things can, you think about this carefully, you read the apostle, what you are saying is very true. Very, very, very true. God bless you, man of God. For that bold steps. The logical father was against it, but he didn't care. Every time he has to find the fathers and he didn't care. But now look at the future he's giving to the young brothers. Now, let's continue.
Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and give a light unto all that are in the house.
Now, this is what I always say about people who carry even knowledge. People who carry substance. People who carry something. It is like this. Have you ever done this experiment before? Maybe you fill balloon with air. Okay? Then you water. You try making the balloon sink inside. You realize that the balloon always comes on top. Look at the story of the lives of Joseph. When Joseph was in the father's house, he was up. The people hated him, they jealous him, and they sold him out. But in fact, the wife said, you must sign this contract. He didn't sign the contract. Then Potiphar took him to jail. When he went to jail, he was up. So, no matter where they want to bury you, no matter what they want to be done to you, no matter those who don't believe in you, no matter people who think that you are hopeless, you always come on top. You always come on top. All because, you see, some of you, you have certain potentials, but you know, you understand the true meaning of potential. Potentials are actually tools to fulfill destiny. Tools to fulfill destiny. Joseph didn't have the ability to interpret dreams. He would have died in the jail as a legend. Yeah, he would.
In the jail.
Yeah. Potiphar imprisoned you. Why are you to me, Jew? Nobody. Are you here with me? So some of you, global impact, are you okay? The global impact is hidden in your potentials. All this noise making, global impact. Nobody becomes a global impact person by sleeping. All the greatest sleepers who ever lived. And I don't think you are even interested in it. You don't know the greatest lazy people who ever lived. And I don't really think you'll be interested in that data. But you are interested in certain people. Some of you are even interested in the richest people who ever lived. Some of you are interested in the greatest men of God who ever lived. It means something to you. Am I ministering to somebody? This year, what is taking to your global impact? Skills that you acquire, knowledge that you receive, impartations that will come upon you. Give out to people. That is what is going to make your global. Some of you don't understand the message. Ideas that you turn into products. Because there are some people, the ideas remain with them and they die with it. So Miles Monroe said that the richest place on earth is the cemetery. There, many people didn't live their dreams, but they died. Many people used their potentials fully, but they died. It doesn't cost us much to come out, to be honest with you. He has realized that the cemetery is the richest place upon all the places in the earth. And ideas, creative ideas that could have taken the world to the next level, but they died with it. Some even didn't sit down to actualize it. Oh, mercy, somebody is not clapping. So the global impact anointing. Beloved, you are to something. This year, before the year ends, I'm praying for everybody here that the Lord will open certain doors for you people to demonstrate your giftings, demonstrate your talents, demonstrate your potentials. That will take you to the global and iconic levels. In Jesus' name. As you know, sir, Apostle, you were saying the truth. That hate will turn into love eventually. Everybody, you make it. It's an impact year for us. And everybody is coming very well. Can we continue?
Let your light to shine before men, that they may see your good works and glory your Father.
Now all this light that is shining that we are talking about is just good works. It's just good works. That's someone good works. It's just good works. Yes, good works. So if you are there and you are not working, nobody will see your light shine. My star is shining. Let someone say that. My star is shining. My light is shining. My star is shining. My light is shining. Some of you are saying it's on all spiritual ways. My light is shining. My light is shining. My light is shining. For everybody to see. For everybody to see. For everybody to see. In Jesus' name. As some people, I know you. Global impact doesn't mean anything for you. I know, but it doesn't mean anything for you. No problem. The day you realize that, we learn that global impact, greatness is a choice, isn't it? It's a decision. Jesus said, let your light shine. You have to make the light shine. It's not God. Either Jesus would have laid hands on the people. It wouldn't be any difficult miracle for him to do. After all, he was able to heal the blind and other people. But for greatness, he said, you shine. That one, he didn't pray for anybody. That's serious. It's a decision. It's a personal decision. But as of conviction. So that the Father will be glorified. That's the last part of the verse. So that the Father, your Father in heaven will be glorified. The reason why our light is going to shine is because our Lord God must be glorified. That is all. Amen.
Blessed one, we trust you've been transformed by this message. For your testimonies of how Apostle Stephen Tamaklo's ministry has been a blessing to you, kindly call or WhatsApp us on 0574135513 or email us on the Glorious Church Brethren 100@gmail.com. You can also get this and any other message of our man of God from our online stores. Keep enjoying this life-transforming atmosphere.